Dave Ehrenberg and Dan Gelber have a lot in common. Both are state senators from South Florida. Both are lawyers who have worked for government. And both disagree with Republican Attorney General Bill McCollum's challenge to the federal health care overhaul package, which will require folks to have health coverage. Dave Ehrenberg.
We're going to end this lawsuit, which is a political lawsuit. It's frivolous. It's only being done because Bill McCollum wants to play to his partisan political base.
Ehrenberg says he will depoliticize the Attorney General's office and refocus on public safety and consumer protection. Those just happen to be the same top priorities Gelber has. But both men say that the public safety part of the job does not extend to immigration enforcement like what's been passed in Arizona. Here's Gelber.
I don't think you want, in a state with such a high violent crime rate, to give a mission to our frontline police to start asking people for papers. I think it's only going to invite racial profiling, and I also think it's not the kind of thing that police should be doing.
They both say McCollum should never have gotten involved in the federal government's lawsuit against Arizona, which allows police to ask suspected illegal immigrants for identification. McCollum filed a brief supporting Arizona's law, and while both candidates criticize the federal government for not reforming immigration, they say the law does not let states do it. Another area of agreement, the state's ban on adoption by gays and lesbians. Both support a recent lower court decision saying the ban is unconstitutional, and both say they would not defend the ban as AG. Dan Gelber.
You know, you represent a sovereign. You represent the state. Your job is not simply and merely to win. It's to do right. So if I thought a law was unconstitutional, like the gay adoption ban, I would say so in court rather than advance a position I believe to be disingenuous.
You are not a rubber stamp for the legislature.
Dave Ehrenberg says an AG has some discretion about the laws he defends.
There are laws that you may have to defend that you disagree with. But on this one, I think this one is so out of bounds, it's the only one of its kind in the country.
So with all this agreements and harmony, how do you decide for whom to vote? Gelber and Ehrenberg would have you look at something else they agree about. Each says he has more experience than the other, who's just a career politician. Here's Ehrenberg.
This is not my second choice. I've worked in the office. I'm the only one in this race who's actually worked in the AG's office. This is his third different office he is seeking in a period of 7 months.
That is a reference to Gelber's initial plan to run for U.S. Senate before he switched races last summer.
You can't do this job correctly if your eyes are always on some other office, if you're always looking for the next political position on your way up.
For his part, Gelber says it's his decade as a federal prosecutor that's the better fit.
My opponent is really a very inexperienced lawyer. He spent about 20 months himself as an assistant AG. I think most of the time he was actually running for office, so I don't think he's ever tried a single case to a jury.
A potential case that's become front and center in this campaign is Florida v. BP. Ehrenberg says Gelber may be unable to represent the state because his former law firm is now working for the oil giant. Meanwhile, Gelber says he was never involved with BP and resigned shortly after he found out his firm had been hired. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Carson Cooper.